The NPP's Wongo demonstration on government's handling of the energy situation is underway in Accra. The demonstration is to send a message to government that citizens are experiencing economic hardship as a result of the power outages. It is being led by the flag bearer of the party and his wives, as well as some bigwigs in the party. Our correspondents say hundreds of supporters from parts of the country have joined the demonstration. Addressing the crowd, the NPP 2016 flag bearer Nana Akufo-Addo urged the people to exercise restraint in expressing their grievances to the government. We've been joined on the line by our correspondent Jonathan Thompson for an update. Hello, Jonathan.
Yeah, Barbara.
So, is the demonstration ongoing?
It is ongoing. We are now at the House Park, exactly where they are supposed to converge. And I tell you, the crowd is massive over here. You described it as hundreds. But in my words, I would say that thousands have turned up here. The whole place is packed. And of course, more are trooping in. We have some of the officials who are already present here. Some of them, we have minority leader of in parliament, Osechi Mensah Bozu, here. The former national youth organizer, Mr. Kabo, Anthony Kabo, is also here. We have second deputy speaker of parliament who is also here. We have Sir John who is also here. We have Mr. Fred Owai, former vice chairperson, and a lot of people. The people are sick right now. That I don't know. There are so many cars over here. I believe that the flag bearer himself is in. That is Nana Akufo-Addo. But it's too.
Yeah, Jonathan. We are told that Nana Akufo-Addo addressed the crowd. What did he tell them?
Nana Akufo-Addo hasn't spoken yet. He just arrived on the scene, and we are yet to have him speak. He's not come out of his sight yet. Now we can see his head protruding out of the vehicle. And you can hear in the ground so many people cheering and applauding him. He's waving to the people right now, but he hasn't spoken yet. We are here to hear him speak.
Yes,
accepting the cheer from the crowd.
Yes, Jonathan, I guess the demonstrators are carrying placards. What are some of the messages on the placards?
I tell you, the placards are very, very, very serious. Mr. Mahama, where is our oil money? No light, no water, no leader. Businesses are collapsing. Someone will also say, excuse me to use the word in the local language, or and all those things. I'm telling you, it's really massive over here, and the placards are many. The placards
are many. All right, then. And tell us about the security situation.
Security is tight over here. Security is tight over here.
And are the demonstrators sticking to the route, to the approved routes by the police?
Yes, they stuck to the route. Exactly. But earlier on, when we got to the Kwame Nkrumah Avenue, the security men actually barricaded the place. They didn't want them to go through to Katamanto. They wanted them to take to divert towards Tudu. But the crowd was so massive that they resisted. And the police had to actually break their barrier and allow them to go through. They couldn't actually resist. That is the situation. But so far, everything has been smooth sailing.
All right.
We are just waiting for Nana Akufo-Addo to actually speak right now.
Right there. Jonathan, you said you are at the, Hearts Park. Where is the Hearts Park located?
The Hearts Park is located opposite the National Lottery, opposite the Department of National Lottery, and the Accra High Street. The Arts Center. The Arts Center in Accra.
All right, then. Thank you for the information, Jonathan Thompson. He's one of our correspondents at the ongoing demonstration by the MPP, Christian Wongbo, meaning we are dying.
Meanwhile, the Chamber of Parliament was virtually empty today as members of the minority deserted the House to take part in the Wongbo demonstration in Accra. There were only two NPP MPs in the House. The member of for Doma Central, Kwiku Ajemai Menu, one of the two minority MPs in the chamber, offered some explanation for the situation.
This morning, I found myself for the first time in the front seat here. There is a massive demonstration ongoing in town.
Every monitor needs to know that it's massive on
colleagues are very much aware, especially Honorable Koshiga. He knows it is very massive, and he has the way of describing it. He came to me and told me a very gargantuan demonstration.
Honorable Speaker.
Thank you, Honorable Speaker. I'm surprised at what the Honorable colleague on the other side has said. When I told him, I was a report I got from one of their members who has been interviewed, Honorable Kennedy Japon, who was asked, where is Nana? And he responded by saying, Nana was in the crowd, but the crowd was so thick that he cannot be seen. And that's what I told him. So, Mr. Speaker, my colleague couldn't deny and has actually reaffirmed the fact that the demonstration is quite massive. Mr. Speaker, my colleagues on this side have no option than to join the party in that demonstration against the current dinso phenomenon we have in our country and several other things that are happening in the country.
Do you have anything to say?
Mr. Speaker, well, they have the right to demonstrate, whether massive or otherwise. But my colleagues have said that their members on the other side have no option than to go and go to the park. They have option. They have a duty to perform this act. So they have chosen between their duty here and that of going to the streets and demonstrate. After then, the work they have been letted to come and do.
NPP member for Doma Central, Kwikwa Jimaimenu, explaining why the minority have centered themselves from parliamentary proceedings today. The Speaker of Parliament, Edward Duoja, who expressed concern about the conduct of the minority.
All members, yesterday, the Honorable Minority Leader informed me that they will not be available in the House this morning because they will be joining a demonstration in town today. It is important to place on record that the Honorable Minority Leader has informed me.
You heard the Speaker of Parliament, Edward Duoja, on the absence of the minority MPs from the House.
And back to the demonstration. Earlier, Radio Ghana asked some demonstrators reasons for taking part in the demonstration. They attributed it basically to the energy crisis in the country.
In fact, I'm just crazy about the light off issues, the way work has come down, business is not moving. In fact, this is very bad. They have totally disappointed us. Well, they are doing their best, but in fact, it's very bad the way things are going now. Ghanaians, we are calling all of you to change your mind now. In fact, let's face the fact. That is the best now we are looking for.
The bill is coming too much, and you know, the light has been going off all the time. We are suffering, so we need a judgment of the government. That's
me a hairdresser. You need light in front of you. Light in 2 days, no light in mine. 3 days, no light in mine. It's over here, master police man on the air. Who called you, man? That's what you want, sir. And to me, the moon shame. See the bear Mahama Betty. No bear light in the world, you mama. I'm a young soy, a year kuna porno. Yen Sako, you are not your happy, and you are an animal. The mania prepper for Mahama. One hey, no hey, you're to a bamana summer head. Gunna, so my light, no, you will be and my end. And son, I too late. And yes, 2016, you better fire wagon. Me too, I'm a private region because the crack.
I'm a physician and I'm suffering from light off. Give me problems, so the government should help us so that we get light.
The message is just simple. We are suffering in this country. I operate a cold store. So imagine the effect this doom store is having on my business. Just last week, I had to go and throw away about 3,000 Ghana cedis worth of fish, meat, and other products. We are really suffering in this country. That is why we are embarking on this demonstration. The message is simple. We are suffering.
You heard some of the demonstrators who took part in the Wombo demo.
Some political parties have condemned the demonstration organized by the NPP, although they have acknowledged it is their constitutional right to stage the demonstration. They believe there are other alternatives the NPP could have used. The 2012 presidential candidate of the PNC, Hassan Ayariga, says the demonstration by the NPP smacks of double standards and a misplaced priority. He said the NPP has been in government before and should rather give solutions than hit into the streets.
From my view and from my opinion, demonstration should be the last resort when we are handling an issue or a matter. For the MPP and its presidential candidate to hit the street of Accra to demonstrate against the doomsday, I see it to be a double standard and I see it to be a misplaced pride. Why? Because it is not as if the MPP government never ruled this country. It is Let us see the MPP government never had the opportunity to manage the affairs of this country. But they had the opportunity in 2000 till 2007 and 8. They couldn't fix it. They were not able to fix it, even though the same crisis came, they were able to manage it a bit. And now, we find ourselves in the same situation. And these same people who could not fix the economy in 2000 to 2007 now hit the streets of Accra, demanding the present government fix what they could not fix. I don't think it's right. I think as a nation, we all can play a role in this energy crisis. It's not a political issue, it's a national issue. For me, as a presidential candidate of the 2012 general election, I proposed and made suggestions the way forward. I would have been glad and happy to see Nana mount a platform with his members, with his team, with his political party, suggesting to the whole country the way forward to ending our energy crisis. But they didn't do that. Rather, they resorted to hitting the streets of Accra, inviting all their members across the nation, demonstrating to Ghanaians how Usu failed and not how the NDC alone failed. Both parties failed. The NDC succeeded from the MPP. So if they have predecessors could not solve the matter, what did they think their successors would do? So this is a misplaced to me, and it's double standard.
But Mr. Ayarga, one would say the NPP is a party in opposition. They are not in government. So even if they bring their ideas how to solve their problems, the government can either choose or ignore it. They don't have anything. They have to show the government that no, their members and some Ghanaians are not happy with the doom saw, which I know you are also not happy with it.
I am equally not happy with the situation that we find ourselves, but the right way should be followed. I don't think that MPP hitting the streets of Accra is the best way to solve the problem. It cannot solve the problem. The only way to solve the problem is to propose solution, alternative solution. Let Nana mount the platform, have all the press in front of him, and even if President John Mahama is not listening, that day he will listen because the media will carry it out and say, look, from us, from the side of MPP and Nana Akufo-Addo, we think that government should do A, C, and D. And if government is able to adapt A, B, C, and D, we will find lasting solutions to our energy crisis.
The Progressive People's Party said it will rather offer solutions to the energy crisis rather than hit the streets. A member of the party, William Duokpo, told Radio Ghana that although the party shares the frustrations of Ghanaians, the NPP's approach is not the best.
Demonstrations, as we have told you over and over again, yeah, people's fundamental rights. They can choose to do it for whatever reason.
So is this demonstration by the NPP justified?
Oh, certainly. To the extent that they are protesting something, it's justified. Yes, why not?
And the PPP as a party, are you in support of this demonstration?
Well, it can't be a question of whether we support the demonstration or not. We are a law-abiding group. We believe in the rights of others. And if a group decides to exercise their rights, who are we to say we support or we do not support? If you ask our view, we would rather be talking about how we'll fix the energy crisis. And the reason why you may not find us singing the same song or working on the same platform in this matter with the NPP is because we are looking at things differently. While we think that reforming our governance system is critical to finding solutions to all these issues, including the energy crisis, the NPP does not necessarily share in that view. And therefore, you know, when I hear people say that we are, you know, this is a national thing, we are all together in it. Yes, we are all together in the suffering. Yes, we are all together in trying to find solutions. But our solutions that we are proffering are quite different and, you know, fundamentally different from what the NPP thinks. NPP thinks they can agitate. Yes, of course, agitation is good. They will put the administration on its toes and whatever they can do quickly to fix it, they'll fix it. But that could be temporary. We want lasting solutions to it. And sometimes when we talk about the reforms, people think that it is not related. It is so related. We are saying, let's fix our governance system. Our governance system that will bring the accountability that will make us save the otherwise scarce resources.
The NDC says it will hold a news conference this afternoon at 2:30 p.m. to officially react to the demonstration by the NPP.
Meanwhile, some youth who claim they are NDC members from the Volta region say they've decided to cross over to the NPP, thus joining in the demonstration. One of them, Christian Agbemuza, explained they are disappointed in the NDC, hence their action.
People because you are from Volta region, NDC know that Volta region is their main hold, so they'll just come and tell us everything that is on their heart, and we do according to their rules and vote for them. After the vote, they will go and they will never come back. 4 years ago, I was a student at SA. They come and give us a lot of promise that we should vote for them. Afterwards, as of now, nothing is coming. We don't even see anything. Completed SA 3 years now. But now I have to get on TV. Either to be invested or get some process to do. But nothing yet come. Our MP Nigeria give us a lot of promise that we, those people that finished SA, to give us a help. As of now, we never see anything till now. That's why we cross over to the NDP. Moving from voter region to come here to show the NDP that this voter region, they will never get anything from voter region nowadays again. I'm from a West constitution. Yeah, I'm giving them promise. I'll do everything to put